So I'm fond of saying that misery likes company, and I'm wondering today, is it possible that resentment might actually be at the heart of misery? Award-winning gratitude educator Dr. Kerry Howells reveals why gratitude is the key to mending difficult relationships and overcoming resentment in her new book, Untangling You, How Can I Be Grateful When I Feel So Resentful? Kerry joins us on the show this morning. How are you doing, Kerry?
Good, thank you, Andrew.
Kerry, is resentment perhaps at the heart of misery in us?
I think it is, yeah. I think it's a very prevalent state of being, actually. And the more I look at it, the more prevalent I see. And in my book, I uncover this notion of everyday resentments. I'm not talking about the more traumatic kinds, but more the everyday things that really get us down and make us miserable.
What's a garden variety resentment that you see every day?
Oh, the barking dog that's not kept quiet by the neighbour next door and keeps you awake at night. The partner who doesn't do their share of the housework or looking after the kids. Disappointment that you didn't get chosen for the job promotion, even though you know and everyone else knows you're the best person for the job. Not being selected for a team that you felt like you should have been selected for. Yeah, it goes on and on, really.
Why do we feel resentful about those things? Why don't we just go and speak to somebody and say, listen, this is my point of view. Come on.
Yeah, look, you would think that, I think that is a healthy way to go if we can find really good ways of doing that. But my research is showing that that's actually a terrifying thing for most people because we don't want to rock the boat. We don't want to be seen as somebody who's forthright, for example. It might be easier for some people and not for others. We don't want to cause more resentment or make the situation worse. Mm. And so it requires quite a lot of skill on behalf of both the person who is going to be forthright and say, you can't do this to me, but also on the person who's receiving that resentment and feeling that they're not going to get defensive or going to react in a really negative way. So they are quite advanced skills, but my book's saying that we really need to lift our skills, lift our game in that way.
How do we show a little bit more gratitude? How do we recognise sometimes that maybe our resentments aren't exactly the biggest issue in the world, and maybe we could just be happy that somebody got that job that we didn't get?
Well, I think resentment is this. It awakens in us this sense of justice or injustice, and that's the nature of resentment. We feel that something unjust has happened. And so that's why it's really hard for us to let go of the shock of it, and it keeps ruminating and stays with us. So we might initially feel angry or disappointed, but because we feel shocked that something happened like that, it's really hard. And so gratitude helps us recognize the area, the relationships where it's easy to be grateful, and those where we think, oh yeah, I really need to be grateful to this person, that person, but we can't really access that in a really positive way. We feel like it's really inauthentic to express gratitude because we feel underneath there's a lot of resentment, so we need to deal with our resentment first.
I hear about people winning a huge amount in the lottery, and I initially go, well, I wish that was me, but then I think, well, I'd be pretty happy for them. If I was in their position, I'd have a smile on my dial, and that's nice for those people because you don't know what they've been through in their life.
Yes, and therefore it's not really resentment. That's more disappointment or envy. But resentment, as I said, has this real kind of that shouldn't have happened feeling to it, and we get shaken up. Our moral orientation to the world gets threatened in some way, and we kind of feel like the other person's really doing something quite wrong, and we hold on to our resentment as a mark of making them wrong, but actually our resentment is hurting us more than hurting them. Yeah, exactly.
Kerry, should we build up our muscles and our skills in this regard and try and show little bits of gratitude and work our way up and deal through, you know, deal our way up to the bigger stuff?
Yes, I think so. I think if we create families and workplaces which are full of gratitude, then we'll be less likely to feel resentment because we'll be able to see things from the other person's perspective. We'll be able to remember the good that we've received from them in the past. So resentment won't take as much hold. And you're right, like that's why I'm calling this Untangling You, this book, where we take one knot of a resentment at a time and try and work with smaller resentments that we have, the ones that are kind of a little bit out of our comfort zone, and really work with trying to identify them and move on to gratitude. But never, I'm not really talking about replacing resentment with gratitude, because often there's a negative situation that's crying out for attention. So it's not about putting this positive veneer over negative situations.
Well, I certainly would encourage you, check out the book Untangling You, How Can I Be Grateful When I Feel So Resentful? Dr. Kerry Howells, thank you very much for joining us on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show today.
Thank you very much, Andrew.